Now let's move on to our next story here on the top five. Deadly US drone attacks continue in Pakistan. A second US strike in a single day kills at least 10 people in the country's tribal belt. Local media sources say at least five drones fired 8 missiles on 4 houses in a village near Miran Shah in North Waziristan. The attack came just hours after another strike in the Ghulam Khan area. At least 6 people lost their lives in the first strike, which targeted a house and a vehicle. The U.S. has been targeting Pakistan's tribal region frequently during the past years, claiming the attacks aimed at killing militants. Local media reports, however, indicate that most of the victims are civilians. U.S. drones have not operated in the area since last December, as Islamabad was holding talks with the militants. Our correspondent Javed Rana is with us now on the line from Islamabad. So, Javed, first of all, tell us about these latest drone strikes. Why are we seeing their resumption after a period of calm?
I think it is obvious. There is an element of desperation, not only on the part of the government of Pakistan to get rid of militancy, but also I think the Americans are also quite upset. But it seems that with the resumption of drone strikes at this point of time, when after a few months most of the U.S.-led NATO forces are going to leave this region, they think that with their few strikes they can get rid of militancy. And Pakistan government is also following the policy where they think they can get rid of militancy through surgical strikes. I think it is not going to happen. Now the insurgency certainly is on the rise, not only in Pakistan, but also in Afghanistan. And there are desperate efforts on the part of the Pakistan military and on the part of the Americans to contain them. I think they have become virtually monsters. It is becoming quite difficult for the governments, both in Afghanistan and in Pakistan, to tackle them. There have been negotiations with the militants. They were deadlocked. And similarly, there have been so many airstrikes against the militants. There have been so many ground offensive against them. We have not seen a positive result. We have only seen a greater humanitarian crisis where millions of people were dislocated from their homes. Let's see what happens in coming days and weeks. But it seems it is a sort of informal coordination between Pakistan military and the American CIA against the militants. At this point of time, we cannot say that in these deadly attacks, how many were civilians and how many were the suspected militants. Going by the track record, most of the people who have been killed in these zones, they turned out to be civilians. And that was one of the leading reasons of insurgency in the region, because it created a vicious cycle of violence. Taliban had been exploiting surviving member of the victim families and have been recruiting them for so-called jihad. So it's a vicious cycle that Pakistan is again in.
Thank you very much, Javed Rana, correspondent with us there on the line from Islamabad.